Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Is this customer support for the actual company called Bites Hub?
Yes. Now, this isn't the company, but this is their customer support. May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
Well, I've already done all that. I want to speak with someone that works directly for Bites Hub.
But they don't have, well, they don't have a direct line. They have us as customer support, but I can give you their customer support email so you can email them directly.
I think I already have that. It's CS at Grab.
Mm-hmm. Grab Bites Hub.
Yeah, I have that. I don't understand why there's no way that I can speak with someone.
Well, companies have a customer service department.
Well, you know why? There's a reason for that, because they're frauding people, and they don't want to be blessed out. That's why they don't have a number.
What happened with you, ma'am?
Well, I was on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I was filling out a survey to
right.
Walmart
mm-hmm.
and put in information to do the survey.
Right.
And if I won, then I would have to pay $2
right.
for shipping and handling of this product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I put in the information so that they could send me the product that I won by the survey. And after I got all the information in, including my debit card, then it showed me that I just bought something from Bites Hub.
May I have your zip code so I can look at your account, please? Can I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can pull up your account so I can look at it?
I've already done that. People have already done that. I know that it was charged, and the last person told me that it was credited. But I want to speak with someone about the fraud.
Right. Well, as you stated, they don't have a contact number for a reason. So, I'm not saying that you're right, but we catch all of that as a customer service.
Why would your company continue to work for a company that's fraudulent people?
Because it's in the terms and conditions, what makes me okay with it. Because when you go on these websites and put your information in, if you read the terms and conditions, they advise you that you're going to be charged. Most people just don't take the time to read the terms and conditions. It's clearly stated on that website, because I have people that call in every single day when they get charged that amount and say they want to cancel because they read the terms and conditions and don't agree with them. So they call the same day. So it's on the page.
That's what I did. I got to the very end of it and realized that you were charging me for something that I had no knowledge of, and then I canceled it.
Okay.
But you had already charged, the company had already charged my debit card with it. On the same day, I did this morning.
Oh, this was all today?
Yes. And by the time it took me to get to my bank to cancel it, they had already charged my account $59.
Hmm.
So, you know, I'm going to report this to the Attorney General and everybody else that I can find to report it to. And I really don't appreciate the fact that I was frauded, and plenty of other people are being frauded. This company is making money based on fraud. There was no knowledge of what I was doing. I thought I was doing a survey.
Right. I have to agree with you there, ma'am. I don't like the way they do it either.
Well, what can I do about it? Other than call the Attorney General.
I mean, if there's no way to contact them, I can put a note on your account.
What kind of note?
Expressing how displeased you are and that you're going to call the Attorney General on them.
Okay, do that.
Okay, I need your account. I need to pull up your account to do that.
Okay, it's Dorothy King.
Okay, hang on one moment for me, please. First, I need your zip code to pull up your account. I'm sorry you went through that. I promise. What's your zip code, Dorothy?
27603.
They messed with the wrong one then, didn't they, Dorothy?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Good for you, Dorothy.
Sure is.
Okay. I said good for you. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
1401. Tavernier, Noah Lane.
City and State.
Mm-hmm. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay, I see they voided your money back. Your money went right back on your card. You were enrolled in the Bites Hub for that mixer. And
mm-hmm.
Let me see what the notes say. It says, advised as the account just been canceled. We just voided the charges provided. Cancellation number voided charge. set expectation called being on a circle closing. I don't know what these notes are supposed to mean. But and then it says disputed account. Oh, Brittany did this. Okay. Now I'm going to make a note that customer called back in to say she was reporting to AG and is very upset about the way she was handled.
Frauded.
And frauded.
Into buying something I had no knowledge of.
And what you saying? What now?
And I frauded into buying something I had no knowledge I was buying. Because it starts out as a Walmart survey. And you mentioned something about a mixer. What did you say about a mixer?
The way it comes up is my understanding. They said if you won a KitchenAid mixer.
Yes.
And then you pay the shipping.
Yes. And then all of a sudden I'm buying something from Bitesub.
Well, Bitesub is an app. They enroll you in that app because you have to be enrolled in that app in order to participate in the sweepstakes to win the mixer. But you're right, that doesn't come up until after they ask you for the postage. And I went in 100% agreement with you, Ms. King. I don't like the way they do that. I don't think it's fair.
It's underhanded. I can't believe that they're allowed to keep doing this.
I can't either. That's what I can't understand. I don't get it.
I can't believe Facebook hadn't done something about it.
I don't care how Facebook will show somebody stabbing somebody live. They don't give a darn. They don't
care.
They show actual murders and stuff and all kind of illicit things on Facebook. So, I don't do Facebook, period.
Mm.
That's just a I call it mess book. But I recorded it, Ms. King. And again, I apologize. You know, and if there was a direct number I could give you, believe me, I would give it to everybody who called here. Take some stress off of me.
So obviously I'm not the only one who calls in about being frauded.
You're not the only one who calls in to cancel. Like I said, people call when they see that they've been charged, just like you did today. And when you catch it, you know, early like that, it's easy to get the money where it doesn't even come off your account. I see yours was voided back. So that means it won't even come off the charge or drop off within the next couple of days, but it won't actually come off your card.
Mm-hmm. I had to cancel my card, keep from this happening
man.
Again.
Come on, man. I hate that.
Well, I figured it's
so you have to wait?
Yeah. I got to wait to get my new debit card. But I was afraid to keep the old one because I was afraid they'd fraud me again and take something else out of me.
No, ma'am. I know that's a pain, Ms. King. That's going to be, what, 3 to 10 days?
At least, yep.
That's awesome. So, I'm sorry you had to go through that, Ms. King. I really am.
Well, if you would please also make a note that I'm going to call the Attorney General.
I put that in there.
This company, I understand, is out of California. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm going to call the Attorney General in California as well as the state that I live in.
Okay.
So... All right, so you see there that I have a credit, so I should see that in the next couple of days.
It was voided back to your Visa card ending in 7064. Let me tell you this too, Ms. King. If it looks like it's been charged again, it hasn't. For whatever reason, when we void money back, it looks like people call right back and say, hey, y'all took $59 off again. But that's not it. When you void it back, it appears like you're being charged again, but that's just that charge being reversed. So you
I'll be able to tell when I go into my online account what's going on.
You'll
as long
see
as I get my credit.
Yes, ma'am. You'll have it back. You'll definitely have it back. And it's just going to fall up. And it shouldn't come off your account because you caught it the same day that it was applied. So by them voiding it back, it just reverses that charge.
Already charged to my account this morning when I went to the bank.
Right, but it was voided off the same day. So it was charged to your account, but the charges have to pin for 3 days before they literally go through. So they sent you a void confirmation email letting you know that money is on its way back to your account. And that email address is dking9906@gmail.com. You'll get that money back on your card, ma'am, in a couple of days, Ms. King. And again, I sincerely apologize. for any inconvenience. I know that's a pain to have to wait on that card.
Yep. All right. I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. King. You have a good afternoon, ma'am, and stay safe. Thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.